Zok the Mishnah weiter, Nishba, if someone swore, we are in Peri Gimel Mishnah Vav, if someone swore, Levatel es a mitzvah. This person swore that he has no intention of putting on tefillin, chas v'shalom. V'loi bitel l'maisi was not levatel le mitzvah, he put on his tefillin. Patri is patri on the shvur. L'kayim, let's say someone swore to put on tefillin, and v'loi kiyim, nebuch he did not put on tefillin. So he has the aveir of not putting on tefillin, but he's patri on the shvur. The Shvua did not take effect. Why? Like we explained in the previous Mishnah, he is Nishba v'oimed mehar Sinai to listen to all the mitzvahs. Now, the Mishnah explains why a Shvua to fulfill a mitzvah doesn't work. Shehaya b'din, be'emes, the Svara would have been, she'chayiv. And there is taka such a shita. Kidevi Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds. For Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said, let's make a kal v'chaymer. Ma'im harashus. Let's say someone makes a shvu, he's going to drink soda. It's not a mitzvah. But the shvu is chal. If he doesn't drink soda, he's chayiv. So ma'im harashus. Madach something which he has rashus. You want to drink soda, drink soda. You don't want to drink soda, don't drink soda. But she'enoi mujba leo mihar Sinai. There's no pre-existing shvu from Har Sinai that he has to drink soda. Despite that, if he doesn't drink it, after he swears he's going to drink, he's chayiv a carbon chatas. That's called shviyas bitu. You swore to do something, you didn't do it. So mitzvah, when it comes to a mitzvah, he swears he's going to put on tefillin. So mujba olel mehar Sinai, where this is something anyway, he accepted by Har Sinai to do. Ein oidin shei chayiv olel. For sure, he should be chayiv for not doing it. Like, how could it be? He's chayiv for not drinking soda, but he's not chayiv for not putting on tefillin. Amrullah, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Im amarta b'shvuas reshus, if you're going to say that a shvu is chal by a shvuas reshus, like an arm marshal, he swears to drink soda or swears not to drink soda. So it stems with the pasuk. It works with the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? When it comes to a shvu, you're chayiv l'hara or l'hetiv. You're chayiv whether you say you're not going to do it, you're chayiv whether you say you're going to do it. If someone says he's not going to drink soda and he drinks soda, he's chayiv. Or if someone says, meaning he swears that he is going to drink soda, and he does not, he's also chayiv. But it has to go both ways. But Toimer, can you say the same? B'shvuas mitzvah? If he swears to put on tefillin, shleyasa b'lav kehein, he doesn't have the option of going both ways. You can't swear to violate a mitzvah. Shim nishba l'vatel. Let's say he swears not to put on tefillin. V'loy bitl, and he puts on tefillin. Potter. Then you agree he's potter. Vali, it's not shaykh to swear not to put on tefillin. Memela, when he swears that he will put on tefillin, we say the same thing. The shvua is not chal. Because a shvua has to be where you have the option of either yes or no. By tefillin, he only has the option of yes. The no option is not there. Memela, even if he swears to put on tefillin, say the chachamim, the shvua is not chal. So again, someone swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, and he was not mevatel a mitzvah, he is potter. Now, I want to emphasize something over here. He's potter on shvuas bitui. There's another kind of shvua. We're going to learn about that later, called shvuas shav. That means when a person makes a meaningless shvua, for that alone one is chayiv. So it could be he's chayiv al shvuas shav. Shvuas bitui means that one would be chayiv for either listening or not listening to what he's saying. That's not shaykh by a mitzvah. Whether he swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, or he swears to fulfill a mitzvah, it doesn't work. Now when it comes to fulfilling a mitzvah, I would have thought that maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says. I mean, if you're chayiv for saying you're going to drink soda and you don't, for sure you should be chayiv for saying you're going to put on tefillin and you don't. To which the Chachamim answered, drinking soda fits into the pasuk, where you have an option of either yes or no. But by tefillin, where you only have an option yes and you don't have an option no, so this shvuas biti, which is the shvua of listening to what you're saying, is not chal.